Dangerous family violence perpetrators should be put on a high-risk watch list so that they can be monitored to reduce the risk to victims. I told you, didn't I? 2 weeks ago, I was talking to a local policeman, you know, the village cop, and I said, how's stuff going? And he said, mate, domestic violence. He said, it's just relentless. Stephen Wilson, co-founder of Protective Group, joins us. Stephen, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning, Ross. Good morning, John.
Is this your idea?
It is. It's my idea and our business partner's ideas, actually. It's all of us put together collectively.
Is family violence on the rise, or is it now just that the victims are more prepared to come forward and complain about it?
I think it's actually a combination of both. Look, it's certainly on the rise. We've been in this space now, Ross, for about 7 or 8 years. In the last 2 years, we've looked after roughly 1,800 family violence victim survivors, and they're probably 2,000 or 3,000 children with them. So we're seeing it increasing all the time.
Something's got to be done. When I say that, something different has to be done, doesn't it? And maybe this is the way I read yesterday. I don't know which particular organ I read it in, that if someone strangles their partner, doesn't kill them, but strangles them, that victim is 8 times more likely to eventually be murdered.
That's correct. Definitely.
And they I think the cause was to make strangulation a distinct offence.
A discreet offence.
Yeah. Is this idea of putting family violence perpetrator? How would that? What is that, a public watch list, or is it a watch list known only to police?
Look, I hadn't looked. To be honest, it was something that we contracted by a number of not-for-profits, primarily the Salvation Army, through a number of programs that are federally funded. A program specifically called Safer in the Home. So for the past couple of years, we've been travelling across the country, attending to referrals, looking at strategies to keep women and children safe, looking at implementing upgrades such as locks and new security doors, debugging their phones, debugging their cars, looking for trackers. We found a tracker only 2 days ago in a car up in Brisbane, and giving them duress alarms that will connect them straight to a monitoring centre. So my point of view with this, Ross, was that I understand the education argument, I understand the policy, I understand the whole thing about the gender thing, but you know what, at the end of the day, when I see these articles daily, I think, come on, there must be another way.
Yep, me too. Something different's got to be done. Stephen Wilson, co-founder of the Protective Group.